You know, the other sport besides fishing, of course, is hunting and shooting, right? And joining us today is none other than Bill Simmons. He's going to tell us a little bit about the Filson Truck Vault Northwest Shooting Challenge, the three-day Sporting Clays event at Ravensdale. Good morning, Mr. Simmons.
Good morning. How you guys doing this morning?
Doing great, man. So tell us about this big shoot coming up here.
Well, this is our third year being involved with Seattle Skeet and Trap and holding a tournament for the local shotgun enthusiasts. And this year we brought in Truck Vault as one of the co-sponsors, and we have several other people that stepped in and helped out with this to make it a successful shoot. And essentially it's 3 days. We start off on Friday with the prelim, and how it works, and typically how it works in Sporting Clay registered events, there's 100 targets per day. And we also have a five-stand event. If you guys aren't familiar with that, it's kind of a little shortened version of Sporting Clays that you work off of five stations, and well, those will be a 50 bird. This is a registered shoot, and we have the main event on the weekend, which is 200 bird shoot, that's 100 birds each day. And the thing about this is that we are giving out prizes to the seven National Sporting Clay Association registered classes, along with called the Hunters class, basically for all the shotgun enthusiasts that don't necessarily join the NSCA each year, but just enjoy shooting clay targets. And so we've put together a great list of products and caches that will be given out prizes first through third for each of the events. And Seattle Skeet and Trap is one of the larger sporting clay courses around. Covered stations, which makes it really nice during a few rainy mornings on Saturday and Sunday. See, what else can I tell you about it other than just breaking targets is fun.
Now, if Tom and I were, is there a limit on the number of shells you could carry? I mean, if you're talking 100 birds, I need at least like 400 or 500 rounds to bring down.
A case lot, I believe, is 500 rounds.
Ronald. What's the trick to this five-stand deal, man? I haven't shot sporting clays in probably 15 years, and it's pretty obvious when I get in the duck blind or whatever, how I shoot. Is there a trick to this?
Well, it's you know, you get any registered tournament, you get a show pair. So you get to see the target before you actually have to shoot it. So that's kind of nice. You know where the targets are coming from. And you essentially, the five stand, you'll depending on the amount of registered targets, for this one is 50 targets, so you'll shoot 10 targets at each station. The five different stations to get your...
Okay, so there's 100 shells right there.
Okay. Well, you got it. Have you ever shot these, Tom? I mean, they come behind you on the side. Oh, they roll across the ground.
Yeah.
I used to shoot trap a ton, and I actually have been down to Ravensdale, but it was a number of years ago. And what I remember about it was just exactly what you just described, John, was the fact that if you're used to shooting trap, okay, and they're just, they just jump up in front of you.
Yeah,
this is a little more real life, like you're getting bombed by a bunch of teal and a duck blind.
Oh, yeah.
But as far as actual field experience and sharpening your shooting skills, Bill, I can't imagine a better scenario than getting here and really experiencing what the Ravensdale facility has, the Seattle Skeet and Trap Club. That is just the best way to get sharp with a shotgun.
Oh, absolutely. And this whole sport was developed, way back when by simply to improve the hunting skills, right, during the off season. And, if you can imagine taking a trap machine and good target setters, I mean, they know how to set targets and make it fun and interesting. I mean, anything goes in sporting clays, which makes it so fun and interesting. Because skeet and trap are set at a certain dimension, certain speed, right? Sporting clays, you don't, I mean, creative as the target setter can be is what you still throw at you.
So if you're shooting 100 trap string, there's going to be some guys at a trap contest that are going to break 100 straight. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What's a good score at 100 sporting clays? I mean, what do you expect one of the good shots to really get at this?
The top shooters at a properly set course that you know, you'll be coming in the mid 90s. I mean, there are people that break 100, but that does not happen that often. Sure. And there's never been anybody to break 200. I mean, it's tough.
No,
I mean, the guys that break the 100, you know.
What would the bottom end be? Like, what would the total loser in this thing be?
That would be me. Yeah.
You know, the fun thing about it is that, you know, people are out there and they're breaking targets, and it's not really, you know, what the score is, but they're having a good time. But so, you know, on a course that's set, the course setter is pleased at the end of the day when you have the seven classes, and typically they may be separated from, you know, 6 to 10 birds from each class, and that really says a lot, you know, because, you know, the higher class should be breaking in those mid-90s, and then, but this course is where the master shooters are struggling to get 90, right? And then the lower classes might be 10, 15 birds behind that, but you don't want that. You want to, you know, you want to set a course where everybody's breaking targets, feeling good, and making a competition out of it.
So we're talking with Bill Simmons of the Filson Truck Vault Challenge. Jump onto theoutdoorline.com and check it out. Rob will put it up there on the news and announcements column. And of course, this event takes place March 30th and April 1st. Can anybody just bring a full choke gun out there and participate in this, Bill? Is it or do you need a special choke for sporting clays these days?
You know, there's an advantage to having that. I'll practice with the tighter chokes, but if I'm in it for the money and working through the stations, I'll make the adjustment and go with a more open choke if it's a bird that's a little bit closer, you know? Because, I mean, even though you strive, it doesn't matter if you have a full choke or an open cylinder. As long as you break the target, you could break it with any choke. But, you know, just like going back to, you're trying to get that 100, and you always want to take advantage of it. But, yeah, you absolutely can come out and, you know, the older guns, a lot of the older guns don't have the removable chokes. Absolutely.
So you've got room for 180 shooters. You got Filson Truck Vault and Stanley sponsoring this event. You got some great prizes there. How do folks get signed up for the event, Bill?
You can go online, SST. Club.com, and there's a link, and you simply click on that, or you can go on to WinScore online, which is a online registration for NSCA events, and there's the flyer on there along with the program, basic description of the prizes we're giving out, and then a registration form, and send that in and with the deposit, and you're good to go.
He's Bill Simmons, and we're talking about the Filson Truck Vault Shooting Challenge. The Northwest Challenge is going to be at the Ravensdale facility of the Seattle Skeet and Trap Club. That comes up the end of March, 1st of April. Bill, thanks for joining us, and we'll be talking to you about this soon.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
thanks,
man.
Buddy.
Take it easy.